two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Inside Sources. Welcome back, everyone. Final segment of Inside Sources. Today, I am Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News. Great to be with you today, and we have been racing through the hour, trying to keep you up to speed on everything that's going on, and also helping you try to slow down and really process some of this information. There's a lot out there, and I think it's wearing a lot of us down. There is this sense of weariness out there in the world, and a lot of that comes from the uncertainty and the unknown. Some of that comes from the financial challenges and difficulties that many are facing today. And we live in this world that is going so fast. It's still going fast, even in the midst of really being clamped down to a large degree. And so it's causing us to feel stretched. It's causing us to feel overwhelmed. And sometimes it's tough. It's tough to be awake. It's tough to get up and rolling in the morning. Sometimes you just want to stay there with the covers pulled up over your head and hope it will all go away. And there are things in life that do just drain us and exhaust us. And there are people who drain us and exhaust us. And sometimes they're the people we love the most or the people we work with. But there are also things, and there are also people and even animals that give us energy back, the energy return. So we've been asking you about that today, and you can chime in on our Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line 57500. What are the things or who are the people, whether you know them or not? I have some people in my life I've never met who give me great energy back. And then we'll talk about those as we go as well. But I have to do one from our text line. This may be one of the great texts ever. This is a shout out for Sly. Now, Sly is a dog. And I think that's a great shout out. Talks about how Sly is really the answer to a lot of the challenges. Love is a four-legged word is what the texter says there. Really good. So big shout out to Sly. Sly is an energy returner for those who like to get out there and get a good walk. What is it for you? What is it that gives you energy back? Is it reading something? Is it listening to music? We had some from our text line yesterday. We had one texter said that music is always a big help, an energy return. They actually talked about reading Elton John's autobiography. Walking the Dogs is another popular one we've been talking about, playing music. Love this one, and I have to fully support this texter who said their energy return is their grandchildren's giggles. And that is the sole purpose to have FaceTime. That's it. Grandchildren. Meetings, anything else is just irrelevant. If you can connect with your grandchildren over FaceTime or over Zoom or whatever it might be, just the grandchildren's giggles is definitely an energy returner out there for sure. And so as we look at this and as you look at your days, if you are feeling a little weary, if you are feeling a little overwhelmed, it is good to step back and say, okay, what is it that gives you that energy return? And I learned this in a really interesting way one time. I was traveling abroad. I was in Asia, was flying back to the U.S. We were living up in the state of Washington, up on the peninsula there in Port Angeles, Washington. And we had just had our third child, and Debbie had, she as she always has done, was carrying the heavy load, had the kids, and I got back because of flight delays and a host of other things, did not get back until almost midnight, and I knew I had a 5 a.m. Meeting the following day, and so I was already exhausted. I had come all the way from Korea, and was just really spent. And I just kept thinking to myself, I got to get some rest. I got to get some rest. Got to get rejuvenated. Got to get some energy back. And as I tried to tiptoe into the bedroom quietly, Debbie just announced that if any of the children wake up for any reason, I was in charge. And she rolled over. And sure enough, as soon as my head hit the pillow, baby started crying. So I did the drill, fed, changed diapers. And all the time I'm thinking, oh, man, I'm so tired. I've got to get some rest. And finally got the baby settled, got back in bed. And now it's about 1:30 in the morning. And I'm still just thinking, oh, my goodness, I've got to get some rest. And as soon as my head hits the pillow, I hear these awful noises from the other bedroom and our other two daughters who were sleeping on bunk beds. And of course, it was the daughter on the top bunk bed who was sick and throwing up. So she not only threw up on the top bunk, but it went all the way down to the bottom, which required me to just do the whole drill. I had to pull all the sheets off all the beds, throw the kids in the tub, did the drill. Anyway, that took another hour and a half. Now it's 3 a.m. I just keep thinking, oh, my gosh, I've got to get some rest. But by then, my adrenaline was going so hard that I couldn't sleep. So I got up and started to read a little bit, thinking, okay, I'll get tired. I'll get an hour. I'll get some rest. I'll be okay. And I was reading a biography. I should have known better. And I opened up this biography, and the first thing I read was this man's creed that said that rest has nothing to do with sleep or leisure activity. That rest is the joy, peace, and satisfaction that comes from serving others. I thought, rats, that is not what I wanted to hear. But that is my great energy return, is when you can help somebody else out. If you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling weary, find someone to help today. And we hope you'll do that. Project Protect still needs people to sew masks out there, working towards that 5 million mask mark. Jump in and do that. You can go to justserve.org. Or anywhere else to find out about that. But find some ways to get some energy back in your life, in your world. Because the external influences that bring that weariness, they will go away if we find the right things to replace it with. And usually, it's helping someone else. I'm Boyd Matheson, opinion editor at the Deseret News. Great to be with you on KSL Inside Sources today. As you go out to the world today, as in every day, make sure you see something that inspires, say something that uplifts, and do something today that makes a difference.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready, because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.